Joining me live on the phone this morning with our monthly report from the city of Kemmer is Administrator Brian Muir. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. Great, beautiful spring day here in Kemmer.
Yeah, it's actually going to be kind of nice over a couple day span here. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate your time as always, Brian. I think we start with the coal industry. Of course, some tough news for the city of Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County community with layoffs announced by Kemmer Operations. But then yesterday, an executive order from the Trump administration hoping to kind of revitalize the coal industry. As a community and the city of Kemmer, what's kind of your takeaway from this up and down, and what do you see as the future in that coal market?
Well, you know, that's a hard thing to predict for sure. It certainly is disappointing. I think we've lost 28 workers at the coal mine, and I think the challenge, of course, is that, you know, currently the plan from Rocky Mountain Power is to turn those two remaining coal plants, coal-fired power plants, into natural gas plants in 26. So right now, I think that coal in general in Kemmer and in Wyoming and where else in the country it is needs to rethink itself a little bit in the long term. I mean, there's a lot of challenges ahead, and obviously we want to do everything we can to support them and what they're going through. It's very difficult for these families and individuals to have to adjust and adapt, and so I think our role, though, is to try to do everything we can to foster any kind of economic development strategies that will help them in some ways. We definitely see that the I think there's other uses for coal, but boy, that losing a big contract like that's tough. Exporting coal is another opportunity, and there's other uses for coal that we're hoping to see happen here in Kemmer to preserve the existing jobs we have as well. So there's still, I think, about 190 something jobs, if I got that right, total available in the coal industry. So I think we have some work ahead and just trying to kind of regroup, you know.
You mentioned some of the other uses for coal to products, that type of thing. I know Tri-Site recently did another public meeting on maybe what their future plans are. I don't know if you had a chance to attend that or not, but are you seeing some of those other industries start churning and moving ahead, or is it not quite there yet?
I think it's, as far as, I've talked with Tri-State previously. I didn't go to their recent presentation. I do know that they have this plan to try to turn coal into agricultural product type product and humate. I think those kinds of things take time and investment as well. So not sure exactly where they're at as far as that's concerned. The coal to ammonia obviously was an exciting opportunity that we were looking at as well with Glen Rock and Kanata, and not sure exactly where that is. It takes investment as well as ideas. So I think that's my take on that. I think the current opportunities tend to be more with exporting coal and getting. Obviously, we have the Trona mine contracts that are still there. And overall, in our country, the demand for power is increasing. So I'm hoping the Trump administration can find a way to help coal, kind of regroup and adapt and take advantage of the opportunity for other ways to get coal-fired power on the grid and other products as well. So.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the weekday wake up this morning. Of course, on the flip side of that, with the nuclear power plant, I actually drove by it just a couple of days ago, the site, and I think pretty soon they're going to start really going ahead with the construction, right?
Yes, they actually are working on the sodium test and fill facility and the work that's going into the excavation side of things for that. They're also going to be building a training center for where it's an international training center in the long run, is division, and that's moving ahead as well. So, you know, this summer our workers, there won't be a huge amount, probably about the same as we had last summer, which was good. So I think we're, the good thing is we are ready to handle the housing right now for this summer and trying to get ready for the next spring and summer next year when it really starts ramping up according to their schedule. So,
City of Kemmer Administrator Brian Muir this morning with us on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, anything else happening in Kemmer you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, I think another thing that's exciting is we do have, speaking a little bit more of the housing, there's the Gateway PUD Phase 1 over by the cemetery has been received final plat approval with about 25 homes hoping for this year and 25 next. Got to get the infrastructure going, and we're going to be talking with those developers actually this coming Monday at City Council about some ideas they have for trying to make that happen faster with the financing side of things. The also, we have the Track 3 for the apartment complexes over by the south side of Kemmer, where there's up to 250 apartment complexes. There's 82 new hookups being applied for conditional use in our Foothill Trader and Mobile Home Park. And so about 51 of those are RVs, 31 manufactured homes, pads. So things are moving along in that and preparing for them. Also, our golf course is opening up probably next week. Probably we're trying for the 15th, depending on the weather. And we have a new golf and parks director, John Tibbetts, who's getting everything staffed and ready to handle another good golf season here in Kemmer. So things are on the up and up as far as preparing for the nuclear plant and taking care of the workers that are coming for that. And honestly, I'm hoping that some of these coal miner families will have opportunities with all the construction that's going to be going on and perhaps eventually working for the nuclear plant in security or in as technicians, and there's training available for those folks as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. It's the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and The Spur.